Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening show, we'll visit some neighbors in the neighborhood, visit the river, have a great big helping of corn, and celebrate the birthdays of Vera Gilaroff and B.A. Rolfe. Fred Rogers is remembered for his children's TV show called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and asking, "Won't you be my neighbor?" Well, we're going to visit a neighborhood and meet some neighbors in this set, starting off with a couple of the Lombardo brothers.
Neighborhood of heaven, floating on a magic carpet for two, angel, when I'm with you. I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of heaven. I'm a million miles from worry and care, angel, because you're there. But when you leave me, my paradise fades away. I only live for the day you're with me, dear. For when you're near, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of heaven. You could make it all completely divine, angel, if you'd be mine. Thank you.
say hello, your smile gives me a hunch before the evening ends. If we make a date, it's gonna be great. We'll be the best of friends as well as neighbors. I thank my lucky stars because we're neighbors. That's why it may seem premature, but little girl, I'm sure, though we're only neighbors, you and I will be sweethearts by and by.
Say the word and you will see him through. Especially if there should be a beautiful girl next door. Say to the girl next door, don't think I'm bold, but my mother told me to love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor.
Joey Nash with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Hotel Orchestra and Love Thy Neighbor, recorded March 19, 1934. Love Thy Neighbor was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel and is from the 1934 Bing Crosby Carol Lombard picture We're Not Dressing, which also starred George Burns and Gracie Allen. Before that was a song which may have been inspired by Love Thy Neighbor, Neighbors, written by Charles O'Flynn, James Cavanaugh, and Frank Weldon. It was performed there by Isham Jones and his orchestra on March 7, 1934, and the vocalist was Eddie Stone. We started off with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, who were in the neighborhood of heaven on February 1, 1938. Carmen Lombardo was the vocalist, and John Jacob Loeb wrote In the Neighborhood of Heaven. I'm the heavenly Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Pianist and composer Vera Gilleroff was born October 26, 1902, in London. The family moved to Montreal when she was a child, and Vera first studied piano with her older sister, Olga. Her musical career started at age 12 as an accompanist for silent films at the Regent Theatre, first substituting for Harry Thomas and eventually replacing him. She also took lessons from Willie Eckstein and emulated his flamboyant novelty ragtime piano style. In the early 30s, she collaborated with Eckstein on radio as the Piano Ramblers in a daily 15-minute show sponsored by Canada Starch, with a two-piano arrangement of Glowworm as their theme song. As a solo pianist on the Canadian Broadcasting Network, she was billed as the Princess of the Piano, and in England she was known as Canada's Melody Girl. In the mid-20s, she made records in Montreal for the Apex label and made a few piano roles in Cincinnati for the Vocal Style Music Company. She died in Montreal on October 23, 1976. Here's Vera Gilleroff. Thank you. We began our tribute to Vera Gilaroff with a recording made for Jeanette in February of 1926 of I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Just Rolling Along, written by Ray Henderson, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young. I managed to find a brand new sealed copy of the Biograph LP, Black and White Ragtime Piano, which has Vera's recording of Maple Leaf Rag, but unfortunately it hasn't arrived yet. But we might just have a leafy set on next week's show. I'm Sitting on Top of the World was followed by a melange of tunes from Film Hits Medley Parts 1 and 2. That's from an HMV 78 made in London in September of 1937 and included I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Will You Remember, Slumming on Park Avenue, This Year's Kisses, September in the Rain, and Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. What with Halloween just around the corner, there have been a lot of postings on Facebook about that tricolored triangular confection known as candy corn. Personally, I can't stand the stuff, but enough people like it, or at least buy it as a colorful decoration, that about 20 million pounds of it are sold annually. Candy corn was concocted in the 1880s in Philadelphia by George Renninger, but even though it's been around for 130 years, darned if I could find any vintage songs about it. But I've got some records about real corn, which tastes a whole lot better anyway and is much better for you. Here's Ben Selvin. Thank you.
melody seems to me just shade of corn. Off to the seven, but down, simplicity all seems to me just shade of corn.
Fighting and a feudin', 'tain't no fun making brew no more. Ain't no sense of plowing and a digging. Shucks, he ain't nothing to do no more. Time's a wastin', you lazy critters. Can't go on just sleeping and eating. Happy, bring along a keg full of jitters. Please wanna have a springtime meeting. Oh, Zeke, oh, Jay, put away your pitchfork, put away your rake.
Hallelujah.
We all is wine swinging in the corn. Hey, Daniel Boone, pick up your guitar and plunk us out of tune.
Hallelujah.
We all is wine swinging in the corn. Mammy and Pappy'll do the Big Apple. Farmer Brown will truck on down. Even Ebenezer, that old geezer, he's gonna kick the gong around. Land sakes alive, everybody jam and everybody jive.
Hallelujah.
We all is wine swinging in a corn.
Ted Weems and his orchestra, who were swinging in the corn on February 22, 1938. The vocalist there was Red Engel, who played clarinet and tenor sax in the band, singing the Herb Magidson lyrics to Ali Rubel's tune. Before that, it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers, July 28, 1930, with Just a Shade of Corn. The vocalist was Dave Wilborn, who played banjo and guitar in the band. And if anybody knows what Just a Shade of Corn means, let me know. Unless, of course, it actually refers to a shade of the color yellow. Abe Mall, who played violin, clarinet, and tenor sax in Henry Halstead's orchestra in the early 20s, composed Just a Shade of Corn. Leroy Abe Mall hailed from Payette County, Idaho, and in 1935 was on the staff of Chicago radio station WGN. We started off that Maze, what you call corn, set with a Vocalion 78 credited to Frank Banta and Cliff Hess, accompanied by Ben Sullivan's orchestra, and Corn on the Cob, recorded around September 5, 1923. Cliff Hess composed this Corn on the Cob, but Scottish pianist George Scott Wood also wrote a tune called Corn on the Cob, which his accordion band recorded for Parlophone in 1950. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week I played Ready for the River by Sam Wooding, Isus Chocolate Kitties. Well, are you ready for some more River? Here's Wilfred Glenn.
Flowing down before me. that muddy water, I noticed yesterday. That red muddy water, I noticed yesterday. I can't see my sweet mama, don't make no payday. That boat's up the river, and it won't come down. That boat's up the river, and it won't come down. For that captain got worried, and jumped overboard to drown.
Thank you. and tell my troubles to the river, 'cause he sings a song of sympathy. We are mighty like two buddies, the river and me. Even when I look at muddy waters, there's a bit of sunny sky to see. And we kind of share that sunshine, the river and me. I tell him of my wasted years and dreams that went astray. And with the tide, he takes my tears and carries them away. Every life has got to have its low tide. That's the way this life was meant to be. We're just waiting for the high tide, the river and me.
Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra with a vocal refrain by Chick Bullock on The River and Me. The River and Me was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren and recorded January 16, 1931. Before that, it was Sam Lannon's Famous Players and Singers who were rolling down the river on June 9, 1930. Fats Waller wrote the music and R. Stanley Adams the lyric. That was Stanley Adams' very first song and was written while he was still in law school at NYU. The sheet music says Rollin' Down the River is featured in the Connie's Review, Spades or Trump. That could refer to a card game, but there's an article in the May 8, 1917 edition of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette titled Spades or Trump, which says that if you're a patriotic American, you'll get out with your spade in hand and dig up a few square feet of earth in order to reap heavier crops and improve the land. Rollin' Down the River is just one of dozens of great records Sam Lannon recorded on the OK label in the late 20s, and if you liked that, and I can't imagine you didn't, I'm working on a project you're gonna love and hope to have an announcement about it in a few weeks. Before Sam Lannon, it was a triple R debut for Ben Norsingel and fully one quarter of his entire recorded output, Red River Bottom Blues, his own composition. That was recorded in Dallas, Texas by a Brunswick field unit around October of 1928. We started off with Don Voorhees and his orchestra and Old Man River from January 7, 1928. The vocalist was Wolford Glenn, who recorded this a couple of months before Paul Robeson's recording with Paul Whiteman. And that goes out with best wishes to Wolford Glenn's granddaughter and my friend, Barbara Glenn, who was very gracious and a tremendous help as I was writing the liner notes for the Rivermont CD, The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, early barbershop quartet recordings, 1925 to 1928. Wolford Glenn was the founder and the basso profundo of the group. You can hear audio samples and purchase the CD, which includes my 40-page booklet at rivermontrecords.com. That's rivermontrecords.com. As they say on Flashpoint, do it. Do it now. Last week, October 24th, marked the birth in 1879 of B.A. Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E. Benjamin Adolphus Rolfe, or Benny, was born in Brasher Falls, New York, into a show business family, his father, A.B. Rolfe, an orchestra leader. As a youngster, Benny spent a number of years with the Sparks Circus in Pennsylvania before becoming leader of the Majestic Theater Orchestra in Utica, New York. In 1921, he directed a film for the A.H. Fisher Company called Amazing Lovers, and then formed his own company, Rolfe Photoplays, where he produced over 100 films, all the while still in the music business. He contracted to make a film starring escape artist Harry Houdini, but overextended his resources and went bankrupt. In 1924, he was a trumpeter in Vincent Lopez's band, formed his own band, and in 1926, became bandleader at the Palais d'Or, Chinese restaurant on Broadway in New York. He recorded exclusively for Edison until that company quit recording on November 1, 1929. Rolfe hosted the Lucky Strike Dance Hour on NBC Radio, sponsored by Lucky Strike Cigarettes, and during his tenure, he hosted 468 shows and played 7,460 dance tunes. B.A. Rolfe remained active in radio into the 1940s and died on April 23, 1956, in Walpole, Massachusetts, at age 76. Here are three from B.A. Rolfe.
She's recognizing me. beaten everything
on your hand.
You still got my ring,
you can bet ya. I'm glad I met ya. Hello, sweetie, hello.
You just
What a fun record. That's an unissued Edison recording from June 28, 1928, by B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra of You Took Advantage of Me. The vocal group is the Rollickers, and it sounds like one of them is singing the female part, but in fact that is mezzo-soprano Janet Hall, who was identified on the label of that Edison record as simply Mrs. Hall. Janet Hall made two solo sides for Edison on June 14, 1928, only one of which was issued, The Man I Love, accompanied on the piano by Ken Christie. Before that, from March 19, 1929, it was B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra with Hello, Sweetie. The vocal trio was unidentified, but Hello, Sweetie was written by Joseph A. Serena and Bob Schaefer. We began our tribute to B.A. Rolfe with the Palais d'Or Orchestra once again and Spanish Doll from May 23, 1929. Spanish Doll was written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.